Hi, this is Pastor John. Thank you for coming to the website today. It's the 19th of June, 2012. I had to get up and leave the office right after I put up my commentary this morning because I had forgotten that there was a very important day that I had to attend. And this day was premised by the graduation of my granddaughter, Alex, from grammar school, if you can believe that. Can you believe that? My granddaughter is going into junior high school. Now, you guys don't know what that means to me because I remember when my daughters were going into junior high school, when they graduated from Mar Vista Elementary School and went on into junior high school. I think they went to Webster. And then from there, they went on into University High in Los Angeles. And to sit in an auditorium next to the daughter that had the child, and have the family around and participating in the graduation, I couldn't help it. I just teared up. I just started to cry. I was on the way there and I was thinking about all the work and the service that I put in my own kids and watching my grandkids grow up and looking at the difficulty and watching their parents go through life changes and seeing how the kids weathered through that. And it was all very, how can I put it, interesting to say the least to me. And I was, you know, they were singing songs like We Are the World, We Are the Children, and talking about all the hope and anxiety for the kids. And I want to share something that I saw. And it kind of like has to do with the article that I wrote earlier this morning that I put up. And I want to share this with you, that there were two other African Americans in the class, okay? And my granddaughter is Black, Filipina, and Hispanic, and has a Hispanic surname. She doesn't have Coleman. She has her father's name, which is adequate, but she is a person of mixed heritage. So as I looked in the classroom itself, looking at the graduating class, the sixth grade class, there's only two other Blacks in the class, a young man and a young lady. And you know how they give out the awards in the graduation, and I'm not bragging or anything, but my granddaughter had a handful of awards, trophies, certificates, and just kept calling her name. She was instrumental. She reminded me of me. She's at the microphone introducing a lot of themes. She's up on the stage playing a vibraphone, you know, playing an instrument. She's singing. They gave her the mic to lead because her voice is outstanding. A chip off the old block, my granddaughter is. So it made me very proud, and I was crying, of course, tears welling up in my eyes, grateful for what God has done for me in making me a parent. I thought about my Lucy not being there and how happy she would have been to witness that. I was speaking with the other grandparents on the other side of the family, which I hadn't seen for a good minute. And we hugged and embraced each other. And it was good. It was good. But I got to tell you guys something. I felt poorly because everybody was getting some rewards, not rewards, but awards, you know, English accomplishments, science accomplishments, advanced studies, you know, because they give them a barrage of tests that they have to take before they can go on up into middle school. And the school is weighed, the teaching staff is weighed by the results of those particular tests, okay? And so the school scored very high. And I was proud of that. And they had this table with all these little trophies that the staff had put together for the sixth grade class. And everybody was getting trophy after trophy and award after award. But there's this one black girl that never got up. And I noticed her face. I focused in on her face. Because it's obvious to her that everybody else was getting awards and trophies. She not once got up. And the look on her face. I want to share something with you parents. You parents. The look on her face is what drew my tears. I felt so sorry for her. I don't know what's going on in her home, but obviously she didn't have anybody working with her. Nobody working with her. She's just one of those students that's going to be moved along. Because at the end of it, they said, oh, we have a special award for social studies, I think they call it. And it wasn't with the other awards. It was at the tail end. And it was so obvious that it was given to her because you can't let everybody get something. This is the way they do things now. If you don't earn anything, well, we got to make something to give her because we don't want her to feel bad. It was a token award. It wasn't real. You saw it in the staff's faces when it was presented. You saw it in the girl when she received it. And she was black. I'm sorry. I'll do anything to assure someone success in life. And unless something drastically happens that can be ventured as a positive change for people in our community, we do not have a chance in hell to survive America in the future as black people. Oh, and let me say this. The school is nestled right in the heart of the West LA area. That would be right next to Westwood, where UCLA is located. That's where this grammar school is. Nestled in the middle of an all-white and our Jewish neighborhood. And there were very few white students, I think, maybe three in the graduating class that were white or Jewish. And the majority of the graduating class were Hispanic. I mean, Hispanic surnames, Hispanic. And I would say 96% of the graduating class are Hispanic. This graduation woke me up. I'm a Christian. I'm a believer. I love everybody. Friends, I got to tell you, we are falling behind tremendously. We're falling behind. And at this rate, there won't be any catching up unless something is done. Something has to be done to catch us up. It was disheartening. And I got in my car because, you know, I have things to do here in the office. I'm working on how to do in ministry what I'm supposed to do to help young men in their 20s and whatnot. But that kind of took me by surprise. Because you know what I expected to see when I went to a elementary school graduation? I expected to see a good mixture of students from all ethnic blend in. And I'm telling you, the Hispanics in this city, not only are they upwardly mobile, not only are their children achieving with leaps and bounds academic awards, and I must admit, my granddaughter and my grandson are Hispanic, Black, and Filipino, and they're up there with the awards. So I'm not complaining, because my children, my son-in-law, have done an excellent job in passing on the traditions that Lucy and I and Luis's family passed on to him. So we aren't going to have problems like that with our children and our family. My concern is not them. My concern are the kids like that little girl. Oh, the other Black boy in the class, he'll do well, because he got some formidable awards. But there's something else that I noticed about him. His name was DeAndre. That was his name. I tell you this one thing about this DeAndre character. He has a wit about him that will carry him through. All people don't have that. The young man that stays with me, because Mario is gone. He moved out early. He's on his way to whatever he has to do. But the young man that stays with me, he has wit like that. And that wit will carry him. And the young man had parents there to encourage him. He'll be okay. But the young girl, maybe she'll be all right, but I didn't like what I saw. It was written all over her face. And when you see that kind of look on the face of any child, be it African American or anything, there has to be some concern. Now, we see this look on the face of our community all the time. And I just think that we need to seriously think about seeking God for direction in what to do in our community. The article that I put up, I wanted to remain up a few days, because I had no idea that when I left, that I had forgot that it was a graduation of the day. I had gotten there, they had started, but my daughter, like she always does, she saved me a seat in the second row. I walked in, had to get in there. Pray with me about this issue. God, I wish I had $1 billion. Really wish I had the money. You know what I'd do with it? Just reflecting as I listen to this nice mellow music in the background. It's about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Really don't have an appetite to eat anything. But if I had $1 billion, I would make sure that in every major inner city in America where there are African American children, that there would be one school there in that city. It's fully paid for. Teaching staff would have to be thinking just the way that I'm thinking about the children, loving them, concerned for them. And with that, mentor those young people, to let them know the importance about now in this society, passing that test, competing. Just some things on my mind. Just thought that I'd get this little preview, because I'm getting ready to start the next webcast, Paul's Perception, personified in the person of Christ. Verses 6 through 10 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. So we're going to start there. When we start next time, I just thought that I'd take a time out. Thank you.